Chapter 3. A New Friend. As John Canty dragged Prince Edward to Offal Court, the prince tried to pull free. In response, Canty hit him with his heavy wooden stick. Father Andrew saw this and tried to help, but John Canty hit the priest over the head and knocked the man down. Soon they were in John Canty's room with Tom's family.
"Listen to the boy," said Canty to Tom's grandmother, "and then give him a good whipping. Well, boy, tell me again, who are you?"
The prince replied angrily,
"I am Edward, Prince of Wales."
At this, Tom's mother ran up and hugged him.
"My poor boy," she said, "those silly books have driven you mad." "Your son is not mad," the prince answered. "Let's go to the palace together. My father, King Henry, will let him go home with you."
As Tom's mother began to cry, one of his sisters said,
"Let him go to bed, father. Tomorrow he will be back to normal. He will not come home without money again."
When John Canty realized that the boy had not brought home any money, he and the old woman beat the prince harshly. Then they beat Tom's mother and sisters for being too kind to the boy. Later, Tom's mother and sisters quietly brought Edward some bread and covered him with rags to keep him warm. Later in the night, a loud knock on the door woke the prince from a heavy sleep.
"Who is it?" demanded John Canty. "Do you know who you knocked down with your stick?" a man replied.
"No," Canty said, "and I don't care."
"It was Father Andrew, and he is dying now. If you want to live, you should run away," the voice said.
The family quickly gathered their belongings and rushed out into the dark streets.
"If we lose one another," John Canty said, "let's meet again at London Bridge."
The prince suddenly pulled his hand free from Canty's grip and ran. He ran for hours until he found the royal palace. He commanded the guard to open the gates and announced that he was the Prince of Wales. But no one believed him. Instead, they all laughed, except for one person.
"I don't care if you are the prince," this man said. "I like you because you are brave. I am Miles Hendon, and I will be your friend. I will help you when you are in trouble."
The crowd threatened to kill them both, so Miles Hendon pulled out his sword and defended the prince from their attack. Suddenly, a king's messenger came out of the palace to the gates. When the crowd turned its attention to the messenger, Miles Hendon and the prince escaped. Edward later learned that the messenger had brought news of his father's death. At first, he felt sad, but soon he realized that he was now king. Then he felt proud. As the new king and Miles Hendon approached the inn where Hendon lived, they heard a voice yell,
"Where have you been? I will give you a good whipping."
It was John Canty.
"Is this your father?" Hendon asked Edward.
"No."
"Then," said Hendon to Canty, "go away or I will kill you."
Canty looked at the sword and then left quietly. Edward and Hendon entered Hendon's small room. It had a bed, a table, two chairs and a washstand. Tired and hungry, the young king lay down on the bed to rest.
"Please wake me up when dinner is ready," he said before closing his eyes to sleep.
Hendon smiled to himself. The young boy acted as though he really were king. Hendon liked him and decided to look out for him. He paced the room thinking,
"If my father is still alive, he will welcome this boy. And so will my brother Arthur, though I'm not sure about my other brother Hugh."
When a hot meal was brought later that night, Hendon woke Edward and joined the young king at the table.
"How dare you sit at the same table as the king?" Edward said angrily.
"I must pretend that I believe he is king," Hendon thought.
"I apologize, Your Majesty," he said. "I am weak and hungry, too."
"Very well," said Edward. "Tell me about yourself, Miles Hendon." My father, Sir Richard, is very rich. My mother died when I was a child. I have two brothers, kind Arthur and greedy Hugh. Hugh told my father lies about me, so my father sent me away for 3 years. I fought in the wars in France and Germany, and I was kept prisoner for 7 years. When I finally escaped, I came right back to England, where I met you. I have no news from home, but I hope to get there soon.
That is a sad story, said Edward. You helped me, so I will help you any way I can.
Early the next morning, Hendon quietly left the inn. He wanted to buy donkeys and also some better clothes for the boy. But when he returned, the boy was gone. Just then, a servant entered with breakfast.
Have you seen the boy? Hendon asked the servant.
Yes, the young man you sent took him to the bridge, answered the nervous servant.
I sent no young man. Were they alone?
They met a man on the bridge.
And where did they go?
That's all I saw, said the servant.
Hendon ran from the inn.
It must be that man who claimed to be the boy's father, he thought. I must find the boy.